They're good players. They're very athletic. They're powerful. Do a good job of stopping the run. Do a good job of rushing the quarterback.
Offensive coordinator George Godsey there. Aaron Wilson, Sean Pendergast here. Drew Doherty for the final segment of Texans Extra Points. Texans offense, like we mentioned earlier, has a big, big task tomorrow. You got T.J. Yates under center. But if you look at it this way, the last time T.J. Yates came into a ball game and relieved a quarterback to get a win was 2011 at Jacksonville, and then he came home for a home game and helped beat the Atlanta Falcons. Same thing, right?
It's the same exact thing.
So the same thing's going to happen
Tim
tomorrow.
Tim Kurchin would love you right now, the way you're molding these stats to fit your narrative.
Yeah, it's impressive. I fit in on pace guy. I fit in this.
That was strong.
He's due. Can we get a he's
yeah,
due?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
He's due for 5 touchdowns. I mean, he is due, right?
Something like that, yeah.
So T.J. Yates coming out. What have your thoughts been on what you've seen from him in what is a challenging situation? He's been here just about a month.
Right, TJ's a rhythm passer. He's one of these guys that is a little streaky, and if he gets off to a fast start, he'll stay on that track record. And when you look at some of the things he does, he keeps it very simple. He's one of these guys who's not going to run around a whole bunch. He's going to get rid of the football. He's going to try to avoid turnovers.
Yeah, protect the football. I mean, you know, that Cincinnati game, the DeAndre Hopkins touchdown pass, erased a lot of memories of some other things that, to T.J. Yates' defense, were probably due to rust, and he just hasn't played a lot of football. But his first pass was, you know, right into the ground.
And he was quick to joke about it.
Of course,
well.
Yeah. But, you know, in a couple other passes that were into traffic, into heavy traffic, so he's just got to stay within himself. If he's playing, he's got to stay within himself and protect the football. Make sure he doesn't give the Jets any gifts, because this is a Jets team that's going to have just as tough a time moving the football, I think, against the Texans as the Texans will against the Jets.
That's a good key to the game. You got any more?
Yeah, I think special teams. You know, special teams for the Texans have been good the last couple games.
Especially in coverage.
In coverage, not as much in the return game. I think if, you know, you look at that Cincinnati game, Cincinnati had 6 drives in the second half, and they started on average on their own 14-yard line. That was a lot due to the coverage teams and Shane Leckler. So I think the special teams setting them up with good field position and keeping the Jets out of good field position for them will be a big key.
Your keys.
Right. Field goal battle here, but they've got to get a pass rush, and if they can't get to Ryan Fitzpatrick, I don't think they can win the football game. I think that they can at least contain Chris Ivory. That's another key. And then when you look at the running game, at least attempt to run the football. Yeah. I don't care if it's an average of 3 yards per carry. They need to have about 25, 26, 27 carries just to keep this Jets team honest. And you've got to hold on to the football. These guys are very good at stripping the ball away from you, and they hit very hard.
Yeah. You know, my key, just be clean with the football. Don't give it up and keep taking it away, because in the 4 wins that they've had this season, they're +7 in turnover differential as far as takeaways, giveaways, and whatnot. We sure do appreciate you watching. We thank Sean. We thank Aaron for their time. Good stuff as always from those two. Good stuff from you. Have fun tomorrow watching the Texans pull out what we hope and think could be the 5th victory of 2015. See you later.
Drops back. Watts, Hopkins, and DeAndre with the catch. Touchdown! You cannot write this!